Hey, we're live. It's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I hope you're doing well. YouTube is doing some hiccups this morning, so we'll see how this goes. I have no idea what the thumbnail is going to look like going in. But it is a Monday. This is our 663rd episode. I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And today I want to talk about courage and conflict. I know I said I was going to do one Sunday. We ended up doing a big hike on Sunday morning, so it kind of went throughout the whole day and just exhausted. So I hope you're all doing good after the weekend. Got some exercise in, got some family time in, some friend time in, and had a little fun like I did on yesterday. So today we're going to talk about courage and conflict. And I'm going to tell you a little story about my daughter at Girl Scout camp because it's funny. Anyway, but it's a story about courage and courage and why courage helps minimize conflict later on, right? And why we use it in our Scrum. Because we're talking about Scrum values. So we're talking about commitment, focus, openness, respect, and courage. Tomorrow we'll do respect. Anyway, I'm Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. It's 5 a.m. Messer Scrum Show. Here we talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way so you can get value to your customer, not work those crazy hours, get home to family and friends like I did this weekend, have some fun at work, have some fun at home, and enjoy life, right? Part of the thing. You want to love what you do. So, courage and conflict. How the heck does courage help with conflict? And the conflict is just day-to-day conflict. Everything they consider when they say conflict falls in that criteria when you have a disagreement or different opinions, varying degrees of conflict. Not Mortal Kombat conflict, okay? So courage is to question the So here's the thing, right? So my daughter, here's the story. I said the story. She was at Girl Scout camp and she had to take a swimming test in order to do some things. And of course, there's a story of courage here. So the courage is a question why my daughter needed to pass her swim test. And it was like, she was all confused. She didn't know. They asked her, are you okay with deep water? And here's how I envision it. Here's how I envision her thought of deep water, right? In her mind, I got my whiteboard out. Her mind of deep water is probably this. It's like an endless pit, right? A deep water. Dude. With sharks in there or something. She probably thought there's sharks. You know. Sharks in the water. She's like, oh no. No, that's too deep. Deep water. She's probably thinking in her mind that it's like that, but it's really like only a couple 6 feet deep, maybe. It's not really that deep. So in her mind, she didn't have the courage to ask, right? But then she got up the courage, So her response was no, because she didn't. She think it's like deep water, but she had courage to ask clarifying question. Like, just because you think it is, you need the courage to ask a couple more questions. So, like, why? Why does she need to be able to swim in deep water? What's the purpose behind handling deep water? And the thing was, the why. My wife had to encourage her to go up and ask for a retest because she didn't quite comprehend what was allowed. So if she was able to swim in deep water and prove what she can, she's got swim lessons, she's good. There's an obstacle course sitting out there in the middle lake. And if she didn't pass that test, she would never be able to do the swimming obstacle course that's floated out in the deep water. So she passed it with flying colors, right? It was no problem. But she needed the courage to ask why. A lot of people are scared to death to ask why. And if you don't ask the why, you'll never get to have the fun, right? Or you'll never achieve bigger and better things. And this is an example where people are scared to death to ask why. And you need the courage to ask why you want to do something, why you need something to be there, so that you can perform at a higher level and enjoy what you do. So that's just a little story about having courage to ask some questions. A lot of people don't have that. And you'd be amazed. People are like, oh, everybody asks questions. No, they don't. They all don't ask questions. And our jobs as coaches, scrum masters, is to help encourage people to ask questions and say it's okay and say, hey, that was an awesome question. I'm glad you asked that. I was thinking the same thing. So thank you. Even if you weren't. I mean, that's a technique, right? So that's a great question. You know, I was thinking the same question. So I'm glad now I'm clarified of what needs to be done and why we're doing this. So it doesn't hurt to answer that way too. When you don't have other people doing it, you step into that and have the courage as a master to admit that you may not know something either. Or maybe you do know something. Just do it, right? So it makes the other person feel well. So in order for Scrum to work, people have to have courage to ask follow-up questions, ask clarifying questions. Not millions and millions of questions, but just a couple key questions to give you better understanding of what you're doing. It's not an all-day love fest. That's the one thing about Scrum. We do time box things. So you don't have like all day to ask continuous questions. Like if you were my kid, my 8-year-old, probably like, well, why is that? And why is this? And why is that? Oh, actually, that's my daughter. She's preteen. Like, stop with the questions. So that's what you need courage for. We need courage to be able to ask questions. Courage to say, hey, I don't know. Courage to admit we don't know things. That's important, because the sooner we admit we don't know things, the sooner we can fix those things or bring in clarification to help people move along. So courage is a key. Now, why is this? Maybe this got off topic from conflict. Why does this happen with conflict? The conflict is you really don't know what's going on. The courage is to ask the question. The courage in a conflict situation is to say, okay, I'm going to admit that I don't understand where you're coming from on this conversation. And you got to have the courage to say that and say, hey, can you clarify that for me? So it takes a lot of courage to ask those questions to say, I don't know. And when you have the conflict, that helps minimize the conflict, because later on, you're going to have a major conflict with issues because you never asked the clarifying questions. Or if there is conflict coming along and you need to find out what the reason is behind the conflict, right? So there's ways to have that and ways to ask those questions. And with that, I want to say thank you. Have a great day. Happy scrumming. And I got the boy child here. Give us a thumbs up. If you like the show, you're going to ring the bell. Don't ring it. Bring it over here somewhere, please. No, not right there. Away from the camera. All right. Ring it twice. That's good, because it's awfully loud on the mic. With that, wish you happy scrumming. Somebody's got to go to camp. He misses his big sister already. Don't you miss her? No? Okay. I miss her. Anyway. Have a great day. Enjoy your day. And tomorrow we'll talk about respect and how that helps with conflict resolution. Conflict lowering, I should say. All right. Take care. Bye. And see ya.